It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. The book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 22, is where we're going to start. So please that you'd open your Bibles to that chapter and book of the Bible. I know you're going to enjoy it today. As you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I hope that that you have enjoyed the study. If you do, why, please, that you would contact us by mail or email. Either way would be fine. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Our email address is parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so please that you would take a few minutes and visit the website if you'd like. I know that you'll enjoy it. We have many studies up there to help you to come to know the Lord Jesus and help to grow in the Lord Jesus. So please take a look at that if you get an opportunity. And I hope it's a blessing to you. Exodus chapter 22, we're going to begin reading with verse 1. If a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore five oxen for an ox and four sheep for a sheep. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. If the sun be risen up on him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If the thief be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double. If a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast, he shall feed in another man's field, and of the best of his own field and of the best of his own vineyard shall he make restitution. If fire break out and catch in thorns, so that the stalks of corn or the standing corn or the field be consumed therein, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then the master of the house shall be brought unto the judges to see whether he have put his hand unto his neighbor's goods. For all manner of trespass, whether it be for ox or ass or sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost things, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. If a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass or ox or sheep or beast to keep, and it die or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, that he hath not put his hand upon his neighbor's goods, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. And if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution unto the owner thereof. If it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witness, and it shall not make good that which was torn. And if a man borrow aught for of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. But if the owner thereof be with it, he shall not make it good. If it be an hired thing, it came for his hire. If a man entice a maid that it is not betrothed, and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. If his father utterly refuse to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the dowry of virgins. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with a beast shall surely be put to death. He that sacrificeth unto any good, any god, save unto the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger, nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. Ye shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou shalt not be to him as a usurer, neither shalt thou lay upon him usury. If thou at all take thy neighbor's raiment to pledge, thou shalt deliver it unto him by that the sun goeth down. For that is his covering only, it is his raiment for his skin, wherein shall he sleep. And it shall come to pass, when he crieth unto me, that I will hear, for I am gracious. Thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Thou shalt not delay to offer the first of the ripe fruits and of thy liquors. The first fruits of thy sons shalt thou give unto me. Likewise shalt thou do with thine ox and with thy sheep 7 days. It shall be with his dam. At the eighth day thou shalt give to me, and ye shall be holy men unto me. Neither shall ye eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ye shall cast it to the dogs. We have read the chapter 23. Please, if you would join me in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I thank you that we have this opportunity to come to enjoy this study. Please that you will guide and lead us and strengthen each and every one of us. Strengthen us physically, strengthen us spiritually, that we may be great servants to you, that we may bring honor and glory to you, dear Lord. Please that you will guide and lead us this day and show us once again your way and your will. Please that those that have not come by faith to you, maybe this is the first time they're listening to the program and they hear the gospel presented. When I am visiting and sharing your word, dear Lord, I never want to do that without clearly saying the need of salvation, speaking of the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus. And the only means of life is coming by faith to your Son, Jesus, asking him to come into your heart and to save you, and beginning that wonderful personal relationship that's necessary to have to possess and own salvation. Please, dear Father, today, that you will bring those lost to the saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus. Please, dear Father, that you will today grow each and every one of us closer and have more of an intimate relationship with you. Please, today, help, guide, and lead us. And again, give us your way and give us your will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's wonderful to be together today. There was a lot of reading in that chapter to read those 31 verses. But I'm glad that you have joined us. And now as we begin, you'll kind of notice that what this is, God knows wicked man. God knows that we have to put in place laws, rules, guidelines. And they are not... Just when I say guidelines, they're not just general guidelines that, okay, you can kind of look this direction. It's very clear, and it begins right there with the ox and with the sheep. And the reason, because that is primary. The oxen is the one that would do the plowing. The sheep was so necessary for the livelihood of the family. And so someone would choose to steal one or both of those things. It was held at a very high level. If you stole it and you got caught, you replaced it with four. Now, you know today, that's, and you're going to notice as we look at our law, in this land has been set upon the Word of God. Now, you can be an atheist, you can know a person that denies the Lord Jesus Christ, denies the Word of God, but this land, this wonderful country that we live in, this wonderful free land, it was set, the laws, the rules of this land was set up on the Word of God. And the reason that we're having some trouble and complications today is because the ungodly are trying to get us away from the Word of God. And one, many things, whether it comes to sparing the rod in raising our children. You know, we have laws and rules that are beginning to put into place that you can't spank a child before he's 3 years old. Well, I guarantee you, if they're going to take that right away from us, they're going to continue, and they're going to take the right to where you can never, ever spank a child. And God gave them a bottom, and they gave us a hand, and I've never used anything besides that. That's sufficient. And he says, well, it doesn't work for me. You know, I can spank and spank and spank. Well, you waited too long. You waited too long. And these people that want us to wait to over 3 years old, that's too long. The old devil wants our children. And there's one quick way to get that. And you say, oh, I'm going to really disagree with you, Larry, because that's not good. That teaches fear to our children. It teaches respect to our children. And they need to learn respect. And when we start here, we need to respect the law. We need to respect the Word of God, because that's where the truth will be found. And today we are gaining some ungodly leaders in our land that seem to want to get us away from God's Word, the truth, and are placing in other philosophies and thoughts. And when you do, it's nothing but trouble for us. And we see here that in this day of this time, we're looking at about 1,500 years before the Lord Jesus was born. And so we're looking at about 3,500 years ago when God gave this to the nation of Israel. He knew the situation. He knew what was going to go on. And so he set this up very clearly. Some of it we can apply word for word. Some of it we can't. Today, if you would steal an oxen from me or a lamb from me, it isn't as critical. It doesn't mean it's not worth as much as what it was in this day. And so you steal my car, or you steal my tractor, or you steal my truck. You take my means of being able to supply my family with the necessary means to live. You take that away from me, and you will be held responsible. But there is a limit. And you know, today it seems like the thief goes free. The man that is in the innocent party that has had this injustice, this theft take place, he's the one that easily can get in trouble if he tries to protect his own. And also, the wicked will go through a settlement for whatever reason. And even some good folks kind of get tied into this. You know, if you've been wronged and you take them through the court system and you sue someone, you know, and instead of getting a reasonable settlement, it's in the millions of dollars. And it's so far out of kilter, it's not fair. And that's what God is putting here. He's giving us in His Word, and we need to get back to His Word, because He is giving us in His Word a very simple plan, and we need to see that the crime, whatever it is, the punishment matches that. We need to see that it's proper. And that it's not out of kilter. No one owes you the rest of your life. If your livelihood has been completely taken away from you, and I mean 100%, you know, maybe you're handicapped now and you can't do what you wanted to do before, and someone brought harm to you and caused that, then that needs to be righted. And the Word of God's very clear about that. But they don't need to pay forever that you go on, okay, I would have made this much and this much and this much, and so at the end I am going to end up with this many millions of dollars. Well, I promise you that by the time your life is over, you'll have a house, you'll have a car, and you'll have a little bit of money in the bank, and that's going to be it. You don't deserve these millions of dollars, and it's injustice. God is a just God, and He gives us such wonderful directions. I don't know why that the world chooses to ignore the Word of God. And when I make that statement, it's kind of, I do know why. They hate God. They hate salvation. They love the devil. They love what he has to offer. And they're following after him. And we had the one verse of scripture that we read concerning the witch. You know, today, this satanic worship, witchcraft is very prevalent today. It's growing today. The Word of God says put them to death. They're that wicked. He looks at them because they have power from Satan. And it is a wicked, wicked power. And many people get involved with folks like this. They listen because they think they can give them some insight of tomorrow. Trust God. Walk after God. That's what you need to do. We're going to go through very quickly these verses of Scripture because wonderful examples. Again, some apply very clearly to us. But today, this is much abused. We do not look at the crime and then look at the thief, look at the one that the crime was done against, and given them fair results. And one right here that you see that we're very much aware of is wrong today, and that's the reason that thieves steal. That's the reason it's worse today than it's ever been. If a thief be found breaking up and be smitten that he die, there shall no blood be shed for him. I can protect my own. Someone comes onto my property, and they're harming me, they're harming my property, and I warn them, and they cease to stop, they just keep going, I have the right to take their life. Now today, and you can see it in the news all the time, some poor individual that someone was stealing, they were stealing from them, and all of a sudden, why, they raise up and shoot them, they raise up and bring them to put them to death. Even our police officers today, their hands are tied in bringing justice as is necessary. And, you know, if you're in favor of no guns and all those things, you better look back to the Word of God. We have the right to protect ourselves, and we need that right because the thief sure has enough rights. And today, the rights of the innocent, the rights of the good people, they have been stolen away from us. And we need to look back to the Word of God because we have a right to protect our own. And someone comes onto my property, I promise you, I will protect my own and whatever that cost is. And that may mean I'll spend the rest of my life in jail because of it, because the laws have left the proper way. They've left the Word of God. But I will protect what I have. And that's a right that each and every individual that lives has, not just in the U.S., not just in America. That's a right we have. And God has given us that right. And God stands against the thief. He stands against the rapist. He stands against the murderer, whether it be of a individual, an adult, or a abortionist that's killing a baby. And you as a mother make a choice. Oh, you should be put to death, and so should the doctor that performs it. God's word's very clear. If it's an accident, then there's provisions made. But that's no accident. It's murder. And so, my friend, as we look through this, I want you to see that we need to get involved. We need to bring back proper judgment. We need to stand for the truth. We look here in the third verse. If the sun be risen unto him, there shall be blood shed for him, for he should make full restitution. If he have nothing, then he shall be sold for his theft. If you catch him, it's not necessary to kill him. He will make full restitution. If he has no money, then this man is sold. That's how God hates somebody that steals from someone else. God hates someone that comes into your home and violates and takes away that wonderful protection we have and the security we have of a home. When someone comes in with no thought and tears it up, destroys it, steals from you, justice must come and needs to be done correctly. Now, I've told you in times past, it's not. Now, if he comes right into my house, I may call the police. But if the police aren't there in time, I guarantee you I'll protect it. But if the police, if you catch someone, then judgment will be brought. It's not that you carry that judgment out personally. The government should carry that out. And I know when the government doesn't, it becomes very frustrating. It doesn't matter. We need to trust God. We'll hold to the truth. And we need to be in prayer. And we need to be busy about seeking the will of God and bringing the will of God forward, that our government is not controlled by a church, but it is controlled by God. It is controlled and led through God's word. We do need that. And that's a whole lot different than having a church being superior over the government. God's word is true. Everything in God's word is right. Everything in God's word will bring good to people. Now, if you're the thief, you'll disagree with that. If you're the dishonest one, you'll disagree with that. But if you're honest and true and caring, you need to look to the Word of God, because it's where the truth be found. If a thief be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double. All right, so if he, the first one in verse 1, if he kills it, you give it back four times. But if you catch that man and the animal is still alive, you give that animal back and one more. Again, proper restitution, proper return on what has taken place here. If a man shall cause a field or a vineyard to be eaten, and shall put in his beast and shall feed in another man's field, the best of his own field, the best of his own vineyard, shall be the restitution. So you see, if my cattle gets out in your field, even if it was an accident, I still have to pay you. And you have the right to the best that I have. So you see, I'm going to work pretty hard to keep my animals in, aren't I? I'm going to work pretty hard to take care of that. If a fire breaks out, burns your cornfield, going to make restitution. Restitution means proper payment. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of his man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. If the thief be not found, then they're going to look for the thief. They're going to find out what the problem is. Is it a neighbor stealing from someone? Who is doing this? Because there should be a thief. There's a problem. There's somebody, and it's going to be made right. All manner of trespass, whether it be found for ox or for ass or for sheep, for raiment, or for any manner of lost thing, which another challengeth to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whom the judges shall condemn, he shall pay double unto his neighbor. So if I lose $1,000, $1,000 worth of property, or $1,000 period, and we make the proper restitution, it's very clear. I get $2,000. I get that for my trouble. And so if you realize as a thief, it's going to cost you twice as much. Or if you don't have it, what happens? You're sold. Sold. He said, God doesn't like slaves. No, you're going to be a servant. You're going to be a hired man to somebody. Somebody's going to pay for you, and they'll give you room and board, but you're not going to make any money, because that money went to the man that you have stolen from or have injured, whatever it might be. You know, if a person is injured We know in reading in the past the proper restitution. You pay for their medical bills. You pay for the loss of time when they were off of work. It's proper. It's right. We can continue as we glance down through these verses of Scripture. And then in the 10th verse, if a man deliver unto his neighbor an ass or an ox or a sheep or a beast to keep, and it die or be hurt or driven away, no man seeing it, then shall an oath of the Lord be between them both, and he hath not put his hand upon his neighbor's goods, in other words, he didn't steal it, and the owner of it shall accept thereof, and he shall not make it good. You see, everything is fair. If something happens, if in good standing your neighbor is going to keep something for you, and someone in it steals it, and you did everything you could to protect it, but they stole it, the neighbor's not responsible for that. And so, and if it be stolen from him, he shall make restitution to the owner thereof. And so, if it be found, if it be torn in pieces, then let him bring it for witness, and he shall not make good that which was torn. In other words, if another animal has torn, you bring your oxen over, and something comes and hurts that, and not intentionally in any way, again, there is no penalty for that. And so as we look through these verses of Scripture, and we're going to continue trying to see if a man borrow aught of his neighbor, and it be hurt or die, and the owner thereof being not with it, he shall surely make it good. In other words, it's the responsibility to see that we can bring all the protection. If an owner thereof be with it, he shall not make it good. And so what that's saying, as the end of verse 5, if you come over and you, I hire you to plow my field, and while you're plowing my field, something happens to your animal, I'm not responsible because I have hired you to do a job. And so you have to be responsible. And, you know, today why we have to have liability insurance because nobody's word seems to be good anymore. And so if something happens, we've got to have liability insurance. So I have someone besides myself saying I'm going to make this good if something happens. Somebody holds me liable, holds me responsible, whether it's my fault or not. And so it's sad today that a man's word is not good. It, you know, your word needs to be good. I've always said, you sign all these papers and make all these things and you sign your name away. Boy, that may be proof. But if your word is not good, it sure doesn't make any difference at all how many times and how many things you say or sign. You need to have your word to be good. And then we find in the end of 15 there, and we're just about out of time, and so that's kind of a good breaking place because we get into another matter concerning, this was all with property, but here we begin to look at the laws, the ordinances that have put into place to protect people. And so if a man entice a maid that is not betrothed and lie with her, and so it rapes her is what it amounts to, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. But if the dad says, no, I don't want this thief, I don't want this rapist to marry my daughter, then he has to make restitution. And so we're going to spend a lot of time in this section next time we come together, and we'll probably finish the chapter. I'm sure glad that you have joined us today to study God's Word. I hope that you see that God's law and God's rules are proper, they're right, and there was a way put in to do that. We have sure gotten away from it. That doesn't mean we can't return to it. But the important thing to begin with, to see that Jesus Christ is your Savior. The wages of sin is death. We've talked about death here, but the wages of sin is death. And so in order to get that penalty paid, that debt paid, you must trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. So please today, come to Him, trust in Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?